Good. Hello there. Good day to you. Welcome again to Fountain of Life. We are glad that you would call and want to hear God's Word. We want to be a blessing to you here. Anything we can ever do, you let us know. Well, I want to talk to you about affliction and chastening from God today. You know, there's not a father that has a son that he loves that he doesn't spank or correct or invest time of instruction and even suffers losses from that son because he's patient and challenged to correct him and guide him so that he might be worth something one day. Revelation 3:19 says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten." Revelation 3:19. Proverbs 3:12 says, "Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth." Isaiah 1:25 states, "And I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy sin." God wants to take away the invaluable and make us valuable and precious. You see, affliction is a sign of preciousness. We never try that which is unquestionably worthless. Do you cast a stone into the crucible? Do you winnow chaff? Do you prune a bramble? Do you plow a rock? Do you put a cinder to the friction of the lapidary's wheel? It would only be a waste of something that is precious in the sight of the Lord. Satan is never tried. Sin is never tried. The refiner never extends his skill and love in trying what is, quote, evil and only evil continually, end quote. While he is subjecting dross to the high heat of adversity, it is only because mixed with it, he detects a divine particle which costs the sacrifice on Calvary, which transcends the worth of worlds, which is destined to shine forever. When therefore a resistless hand draws my life through a medium that seems almost like death to me. When trouble rings through my heart, the sharp cry of consternation. When I am tempted to doubt my Savior. When I ask the question, if I am His, why am I thus? I know that the reply of the soul to itself will be, I am thus because I am His. Patience, patience. He tries me because he loves me and is leading me through the fire, through the water, only that I may be most surely led at last into a wealthy place. You know, the jeweler does not cut and polish a paving stone. It is the precious stone that he cuts. It is a sign that the Lord counts us worth cutting when he chastens. In the old days, a bar of steel was worth 2 pounds. When wrought into horseshoes, it's worth 4 pounds. If made into needles, it's worth 200 pounds. If into penknife blades, it's worth 12,000 pounds. If into springs for watches, it is worth 100,000. What a drilling the poor bar must undergo to be worth this. The more it is manipulated, the more it is hammered and passed through the fire and beaten and pounded and polished, the greater its value. May this parable help us to be silent, still, and long-suffering. Those who suffer most are capable of yielding most. And it is through pain that God is getting the most out of us. His glory and the blessing of others. The difference between iron and steel is fire. But the metal which has gone through the flame is more valuable. Those, says the heavenly, whom he means to make the most resplendent, he hath oftenest laid his tools upon. The man who delights to bless, he never curses with success. Thrice happy loss, which makes me see my happiness is all in thee. I encourage you to go read Malachi chapter 3 and understand about that refiner's fire. God desires to make us of value and pure. Suffering and chastening, you can't get away from. The scripture says, whom God loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son whom he receiveth. Let us not get weary in well-being. Let us not let trials and temptations overtake us, because he has stated that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Well, I'll just tell you real plain and simple. I always tell my boys when I have to spank them, just bend over and take the whip. The more you give in and you quit kicking and fighting and screaming, the quicker it'll be over. And I don't really want to stop spanking until I see results. A fighter's a fighter, and he still needs to be brought under. But a broken person, you can't hit. You can't spank a boy that's broken. You give in, you want to hug him, you want to pray with him. That boy that kicks and fights and grabs the rod, oh my, he needs it over and over and again. He'll need it again. But the boy that's truly broken, he's going to be changed. He's going to be different. And I've noticed with children, when correcting them, sometimes the spanking makes them mad. And that's not good. But it's a beautiful sight when 2 hours later and your eyes meet that child and they're still broken. And they break again, you know that they're doing right. Something's happening deep in the soul of that child. The same with us. Chastening and purifying is going to bring brokenness. It's going to bring sorrow. It's going to bring a sobriety. And it's going to bring forth a fruit. And we're going to shine. We're going to look glorious in the sight of God. Well, let's go for it. The day is at hand, the night is far spent. Let us cast off the unfruitful works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. For our salvation is nearer than when we believe. God bless you today as you live for Jesus. 099 opens up a voice box if you'd like to leave us a message. We do love you and pray God's richest mercies upon you.